Now we can characterize the internal stability of a closed loop feedback system using the compound factorizations of the plan and the controller. This is sometimes very convenient. In some analysis we're going to talk about later on. So let's say we have a right and left compound factorization for P and for the plan, a controller minus K2. Then we say the system is internal stable. Actually, we can show very easily that the internal stability of the system, i.e., the big transfer matrix is stable. That is identity PK, identity inverse, and so on. It's actually equivalent to the stability of some matrix involving the Coprom factors. For example, MNUV matrix is stable in H infinity, or actually its inverse is stable in it's stable. Or dual-wise, we can use the left Coprom factorizations like V tilde, U tilde, M tilde, N tilde matrix is invertible in H infinity, which means its inverse is a stable transfer matrix. And all the other the three conditions, if you combine the second condition, third condition together, actually you can show they're actually also equivalent to the fourth and fifth condition. That is, the M tilde V minus N tilde U is invertible in H infinity, or V tilde M minus N tilde U tilde N is invertible in H infinity. Now, we also note that we can easily find a state space representation for all those Coprom factorizations. In fact, we can find those Coprom factorizations that satisfy so-called double visual identities, as we show here. I'm not going to go into too detail, because all you need to do is just multiply those two matrices together, and you can see that they are indeed satisfied. So actually all this proof can be done by just verification, so nothing complicated more than that involved.